I think so. I think we found some of those elements today, and I think all three phases are playing well. But we understand it's, you know, we just got to continue that trend, continue to keep playing that way, continue to keep putting it all together, offensively, defensively, and on special teams. So we feel like it's a good start for us going into these next three. Oh, man, he made some huge plays today, and when we needed it the most, and some were unexpected. And you know, he's just, you know, we've been watching him in practice just do amazing things, whether it be, you know, breaking plays or making some cuts that, you know, we only see guys that are Hall of Famers make. So he's definitely the most athletic on the team, and he made some big plays today.
Hey, what was it about Dallas and Washington to put some pressure on you guys today? What kind of
I think, you know, we spoke a little bit about that, but I think we just won a ball game, man. We won one that we needed to win. We won one that against a team that beat us up pretty good the last couple times, and we got a much needed victory. So I think that was the biggest key. That was the biggest point for us in this game. And we just want to be able to be prepared and bring that same kind of intensity next week in Atlanta. Just execution. I think we understand exactly what coverage we're getting from the quarterback all the way out to the offensive line to the receivers. So we understood exactly what we were getting, and we just was able to counter whatever they have for us. And Eli made some great reads, and he had a big day today as well. Yeah, I mean, you know, I was just, you know, reading what they gave me, and they played me pretty honest. They had some coverages that we took advantage of today. So I was just reading my plays, reading the defenses that was put in front of me, and trying to make the best play possible. You know, individually it does, man, because, you know, all my life I dream about being a 1,000-yard receiver. You see all the greats that have 1,000 yards, and to do it in back-to-back seasons is definitely, you know, one of my dreams come true. But, you know, it's all about this team. It's all about, you know, you have nothing to show for it if you don't make the playoffs or you don't get to where you want to go as a team. But obviously, individually, it's a great feat for me. Man, if you blink once or twice, you might miss him because he's that fast. And once he gets going, I don't think there's anybody that can catch him. So, you know, we need that, you know, every time he's out there on the field. And he understands that. He's a smart kid. He knows what he can do. He knows the type of talent he has every time he catches the football. He has the ball in his hand. So it's just another added weapon out there for us. He's a great quarterback, man. He understands exactly, you know, who to get the ball to on specific coverages and you know, who has the mismatch. So he's just out there just reading the coverages as well as he can and just giving us the football exactly where we need it. And you know, receivers did a good job of catching the ball and making plays.
Victor, talk about the string of emotion after getting an interception return for a touchdown that he didn't get David's kickoff.
Yeah, it's a little, it's some ups and downs, but that's any football game. You know, you're going to face the ups and downs no matter how large they may be. Obviously, this one came in the form of an interception for a touchdown, but we understood that it was a long game, and we just had to keep pushing forward, and we just had to keep going, keep striving forward. And Eli told us that on the sideline. He said that we had to, you know, keep going. Let's just keep fighting, and we did that, and we came away victorious.
Victor,